WKR, Tony Curry Radio. Woo! I think I had about 2 hours sleep last night. Did our Live Wire Wednesday show last night. We had our largest listening audience in the history of this radio station last night between 8 and 9 o'clock. Brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs. Kai Greger and his entire crew, they just knock it out of the park, man. They're right here in Hoover, Alabama, but they serve the United States of America just like Tony Curry Radio does and then some. We did a full hour of AC/DC, and I get down here and I do the show live, and by like 9:30, man, I am like, it's like 50 cups of coffee all at one time. Throw a monster drink on top of it. We got after it. Later on tonight, Austin Hanks, and this show runs at noon and 8, so it's Austin Hanks Blues Almighty Thursdays. It's a fantastic show. If you love classic rock, you love the blues. That show's going to go off at noon today and 8 o'clock later on tomorrow night, tonight, should I say. And then tomorrow, the Damon Johnson Show. We did something really special yesterday. Tomorrow night, he's going to be doing his top six bands that aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I will tell you right now, there is one doozy in there that I did not see coming. Normally, I will throw out an idea. He'll have a theme. He'll say, what do you think about doing this? And I'm like, that's great, because every show is great. We're about six or seven shows in. And I don't ever know what groups or what songs he's going to pick, because it's the Damon Johnson Show. He's like, what songs can I pick? I said, dude, you pick whatever you want. It's your show. I'm just walking along with you, man. I'm just holding your hand. And it's always fantastic. So that show will go off. But then yesterday we recorded the Damon Johnson Rockin' Christmas Eve special, which is going to be a two-hour Christmas special. I said, pick your six favorite Christmas tunes. His wife is like a Christmas. She's like the Griswold of Christmases, man. So she helped him out with this and his family. And those shows will be running at noon and 8 for 2 hours next Friday on Christmas Eve. So if you're looking for some great, and I know, you know, Frank Sinatra, you'll hear some of that. Some Vince Guaraldi, some Peanuts music, you'll hear that. And then you'll hear some rocking classic rock tunes from Billy Squire, Bruce Springsteen, stuff you just don't hear on the radio very much. That'll be going off coming up next Friday at noon and 8 for 2 hours in the Damon Johnson Christmas Eve Rockin' Special. It's going to be fantastic, so we're looking forward to that. Now, a lot of people have been listening to these shows. They're like, we love this, but sometimes we miss that noon and that 8 o'clock premiere, and then we don't hear it again. Where can we find it? Coming in January, we will have all of these shows, now that we're about 2 months into it, podcasted, so you can go back and binge. And I'm telling you right now, if you're listening to A Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart on Monday, noon and 8, Adapter Parish with Adaptogens, Dr. Alex Hublein and Dr. Josh Klapo, he does a fantastic job hosting the show. Those two have wonderful chemistry. If you miss that at noon and 8 on Tuesday, Live Wire Wednesday, and of course, Blues Almighty and the Damon Johnson Show, you'll have a chance to go back and listen to all those shows since we started a couple months ago, starting in early January. So we are super excited. We got a ton of great stuff going on right here on Tony Curry Radio. If you're listening on the app this morning, you want to see my ugly mug, you'll see I have a shiner. I'll explain why. It's the first time I've ever gotten a black eye, if you want to call it a black eye. Yeah, it's amazing what kids will do for you. You know, the kids are getting out of school today. I don't know. They're going to kill me by the 19th. My eye is shattered. A lot of people love that song this morning, a request for Aniana this morning. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. You want to hear All Hell's Breaking Loose on December 16th. You got 9 days, man. You'll get it done. Hey, I did a whole show yesterday talking about chill out. I mean, put things in perspective a little bit. You know, we all have a list of about a million different things we want to get done, and most of it doesn't need to get done before Christmas. So I'm just like, okay, what really needs to be done between now and Christmas? You got another week, and I know that's why we keep starting earlier and earlier, because we keep adding shit to our list that we just can't finish up, like building the addition onto the house and building that birdhouse and finishing the shower and whatever. So get into it and chill out a little bit. Remember the reason for the season. We'll get after it here. Our thoughts and prayers, and I mention this every morning because I know we have a lot of people listening up at the Kentucky area as they continue to just dig out from that horrible tornado devastation up there. And my thoughts and prayers go out. We've got about 35 people listening in Mayfield this morning, so we greatly appreciate you listening to Tony Curry Radio. We'll keep up and keep you hopeful, keep you faithful, and continue to give you some great classic rock and roll the bone. I just went through a list of a great program stuff. We're going to be on Facebook Live here in the Tony Curry page in a few minutes, and I'll tell you more about those details. Got some really super cool things. You know, working in classic rock radio, and then I did the sports thing for 15 years, and I still work with Jay Barker. We get some really exciting things we're going to do in 2022. When you got a boss and you got people from outside the Birmingham area, and that's where we're at here, regardless of where you're listening to, that's our epicenter, and they're telling you this is what we want you to do. Well, when you create your own thing like Tony Curry Radio, I know exactly what the people want, and I think what they want to hear, and to create these shows, to do it from scratch is just like creating your own recipe, and these recipes are delicious. I mean, it's just fantastic. It's great. We got some unique programming coming up in 2022 that I'm excited about. I just mentioned the Damon Johnson Rockin' Christmas Eve special, which will be airing next Friday at noon and 8. It's going to be a 2-hour. You just don't hear any classic rock Christmas tunes anymore. I'm all about the Frank Sinatra and the Mariah Carey. I'm all about it. I listen to it. My good friend Rob Conrad works over at Magic. I listen to him all. I get it. But just so you don't hear stuff from Billy Squire, the Crash Test Dummies. You don't hear stuff from the Kinks. We're going to have all that stuff and then some coming up next Friday at noon and 8 on your Christmas Eve. So keep that in mind. Of course, a lot of our programming, we don't do a whole lot on weekends. We just rock out. But then on Wednesday nights, our Live Wire Wednesday show brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828, one of our great sponsors. We got a ton of great sponsors, and I know they listen, and the likes of Chris Doris, the State Farm team, I've been with him since 1988. Everything I have in my radio station, my life, personal, and then some is covered by State Farm. I'm so glad. You know, all these switching around, switch over here, switch over there. If you've got a great relationship with your insurance agent, and you should, because accidents happen. It's going to happen to you. That's why you have insurance. It's going to happen. Make sure you're covered. Do it with Chris Doris, the State Farm team, 205-985-7799. That's 205-985-7799. Check out Chris Doris, the State Farm team. We did it last night. We played this one, as a matter of fact. I think we did this one for Mexico City last night. They wanted to hear It's a Long Way to the Top. I think her name was Heidi. We greatly appreciate you listening. So we'll play it again this morning here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio, TKR, on the Tony Curry Radio app. Thanks to the tens of thousands of folks who have already downloaded the Tony Curry Radio app. If you're watching on us Facebook this morning here on the Tony Curry Radio app, make sure you check us out and download that app. We give you classic rock and roll 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It stays on even when you get off your screen. If you want to go check out YouTube, or you want to do your messages or talk to your mother-in-law, why you want to do that, but whatever you want to do, the music continues to play, unlike some apps where you get out of it and it just stops. So the thing will play, and it probably will play longer than than you actually want it to, which is good. Our listenership is fantastic. I just tweeted out this morning through Tony Curry Radio, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as LinkedIn, our programming notes. There are 7 shows now on Tony Curry Radio. We're expanding in January, and we're also going to be podcasting and archiving all of these shows. So you'll be able to listen to the Damon Johnson Show on Fridays at noon and 8. You'll be listening to the Austin Hanks Show and Blues Almighty at noon and 8 on Thursday. Live Wire Wednesday, Adapter Parish with Adaptogens, Dr. Alex Hubline, and Dr. Josh Claypool on Tuesdays. And, of course, Dark Side of the Pooch, which is a great pet show. It's unlike any pet show you'll hear on any radio station anywhere. With Dr. Rab Stewart. We got a lot of doctors on this radio station. Should be Dr. Johnny Fever is what I should be. So check it out and download our Tony Curry Radio app, and you can hear all those new programs and great stuff coming up in 2022. I mentioned, too, coming up next Friday, I talked to Damon yesterday. Coming up next Friday, it's going to be Damon Johnson's Rockin' Christmas Eve special. We're going to expand the show from 1 hour to 2 hours. It's going to be 2 hours. Listen, you know you can listen to your Christmas music. I know the stations play Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, all this, and that's great. But there's a lot of great classic rock Christmas songs that you just don't hear anymore. Billy Squire stuff, Crash Test Dummy stuff, The Kinks, some Bruce Springsteen stuff you don't hear. We're going to be playing all Vince Guaraldi stuff from the Peanuts thing, but we're going to be playing the long versions. So we'll have all that for you next Friday. On December 24th, on Christmas Eve, for Damon Johnson's Rockin' Christmas Eve special. It goes off at noon and 8 next Friday right here on Tony Curry Radio. So if you're sitting around the tree having some eggnog, getting ready to open some gifts, wait for Santa Claus, make sure you rock out with us here on Tony Curry Radio. Got a lot to get into this urban. This urban. Did you hear that? Got a lot to get into this morning. Urban Meyer was fired yesterday. I applaud the Jacksonville Jaguars organization for doing that. We've talked about that a lot here on the Curry and Claypo show, just what it takes to be a leader. And, of course, we have a ton of college football fans down here in the South and wherever you're listening here, because you can be heard throughout the world here on the Tony Curry Radio app. College football is king down here in the South, and it couldn't happen to a better guy. According to the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, the picture of him or the video of him in his bar, where he basically didn't travel with his team back and stayed in Columbus, and him, well, you've seen the video. That was kind of the last straw, which is amazing because I don't think that was the last straw. I think that was a big straw, but I also think it's like, Urban, what are you doing, man? You're 57 years old. You're married. You got kids. What are you doing? What are you doing? You can't do that. We always talk about things that are okay to do when you're 21 and not 51, smoking dope, watching porn, hanging out in bars. I mean, what are you doing? You're 57 years old. You're hanging out in bars? I don't get it. Sam Rushing, good morning to you, my friend. Happy holidays to you. He's checking us out this morning. So Urban Meyer was fired after only 13 games of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I like Trevor Lawrence, too, as a college football fan, and I think he's going to be a good quarterback, but he needs to get some leadership of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So of all the guys on the team, I think he's going to be the one that benefits the most from that. We have a porn problem. One thing that we do talk about on the Curry and Klepo show every morning between 7:30 and 9:30 is we talk about things that are taboo and things that a lot of other radio stations and shows won't touch, particularly at 8:06 in the morning. We get into it because it's real. I'm 55 years old. I've lived a very rich and prosperous and blessed life, and I've been and seen a lot of different things. I've done and seen a lot of different things. But we have a major porn problem in this country. Pornhub, which is the number one porn site in the entire world, came out with their 2021 algorithms, their analytical, if you will, research into what we search for, why we search for it, how often we search for it, and where we search for it. You're going to want to hear this story. We'll do it in just a few minutes. And also, congratulations to Bruce Springsteen, who sold out yesterday, and I love this. It's all about it. The richest music deal in rock and roll history. He sold his entire catalog to Sony Music for $500 million. $500 million was wired to his accounts last night, and now Sony owns every piece of music, every songwriting piece of anything that Bruce Springsteen does, everything from his live videos to his concerts to everything. They own it all. So congratulations to Bruce Springsteen. It's the richest deal. Before that, Bob Dylan held that spot at $400 million, but $500 million. Congratulations to Bruce Springsteen for getting that done. Pretty cool stuff. And also, finally, talk about our special programming. If you go to a Tony Curry Radio on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you will see our list of seven different shows. We got the Curry and Klepo show. We got Adapter Parish with Adapted Gent. We've got Dark Side of the Pooch. We got Damon Johnson show, which I just alluded to, goes on Fridays at noon and 8. Then Austin Hanks has his Blues Almighty show. I try to find silver linings in everything. When one door closes, another one opens, blah, blah, blah. When Dusty Hill passed away from ZZ Top, I get a phone call from a friend of mine down in Delray, Florida. His name's J.D. Lyons. It's a good friend of mine, listens to Tony Curry Radio, loves it. It's probably listening right now. He said, do you know Austin Hanks? I said, I do. I used to bring Austin on stage when he was with Slick Lily here in Birmingham at the Rockingham Palace. Remember that place? The Rockingham Palace. And he goes, you know, he's in Billy F. Gibbons' Big Bad Blues Band. He said, you should call him up and ask him about Dusty Hill. And, of course, he came on our show the next morning, and we had a in memoriam of Dusty Hill. It was great. And at that point in time, I said, you know, without the blues, we wouldn't have classic rock as we know it. The Rolling Stones wouldn't be here. Angus Young wouldn't be here. AC/DC, I mean, Led Zeppelin. I mean, you go back through the catalogs of those classic rock and rollers, half their stuff was based off the blues, if not all of it. Damon Johnson talks about it every Friday night. Without the blues, we wouldn't be here. Happy birthday to Austin Hanks. Austin Hanks has a birthday, and guess who also has a birthday today? Billy F. Gibbons. They're doing a show later on tonight, their big birthday. I would give my left nut to be at the Troubadour later on tonight. Austin Hanks, ZZ Top's Billy F. Gibbons, birthdays on the same flipping day. How cool is that? So happy birthday to both those gentlemen. They were both on Tony Curry Radio about 3 weeks ago. I'm listening, and Billy called the show, and then, he called me personally and said, hey, man, super excited about doing this Blues Almighty show with you on Tony Curry Radio. That's the kind of unique programming, man, we have that you can't find anywhere else. We got ZZ Top on our radio station every single week. Austin Hanks, happy birthday to you, my friend, and happy birthday to Billy Gibbons, who turned 72 today. So pretty cool stuff. All right, so I want to get into this porn story, and I know it's a little early to be getting into hardcore stuff here. The kids are off to school. We should be good. But Pornhub, which is the world's largest porn site, has come out with their analytics for 2021. And I think if anything else, it's just really, really interesting. Which country do you think watches the most porn? Italians were number 5. The frisky French came at number 4. Japan was number 3. The Brits were number 2, and the United States of America were the biggest porn consumers on the planet, and it wasn't even close. Of all the searches on the particular site, and by the way, I want to say there were nearly 2 billion taps on Pornhub just in this country alone last year. Do that math. The word ebony remain the most viewed category of video for the second year running, ahead of lesbian and MILF. Interesting enough, searches for the word trans were up 134% as compared to 2021. And again, you know, a lot of us are sitting at home. We've been in lockdown. We got COVID. And for the most part, if you've ever been to Europe, go to Barcelona for a summer. You'll come home a new person. You're like, because they've been doing it forever. I mean, our country is like a four-year-old. We're relatively very, very young as compared to the rest of the world. So they've gone through all this stuff, and it's really, quite frankly, no big deal. If you go to a club in Barcelona, it's everywhere, and no one's watching it because it's been out there for so long. It's no big deal. I'm not saying I want that here. I don't want to go topless at Lynn Park for lunch, although I think it'd be kind of fun. According to Pornhub, 67% of American visitors were male, which is an actual drop from 70% from last year, which means 33% of viewers are female. We still have this taboo idea here in this country that females don't watch pornographic material, and it's just not true. 1 in 3 people do. What do you think the average age of a U.S. Pornhub user was? What do you think? When you think it would be a little younger, right? Because, I mean, that's when you start watching that kind of stuff, right? Did you see the Billie Eilish story, by the way, the other day? She said she was watching hardcore stuff at the age of 11. What in the world? It changed her life. The average user is 37 years of age. And you would think at 37, you got a job, you're probably married, you probably got a couple of kids. I would think you'd be too busy to even be looking at stuff. I would think it'd probably be something like, maybe 40s, going through divorce, or 20s, but 37 it is. A whopping 85% of Americans chose to watch porn on their smartphone. We have it with us 24 hours a day, perhaps hiding away in the bedroom or the bathroom, with an average visiting lasting about 9 minutes and 44 seconds. I got news for you, man. I don't know. That's a long time. I'm going to try not to watch porn any longer than I can actually perform it. Interesting enough, users in Republican states lasted longer on the site, with Pornhub viewers in Arkansas, number 4, Wyoming, number 3, Mississippi, number 2, and Alabama, the number 1 state, who tuned into Pornhub in 2021. Does that surprise you? Meanwhile, the company claims Americans are pretty regular when it comes to their schedule of watching. What time do you think most Americans look at porn or Pornhub? This is really interesting to me because, for the most part, sometimes the wing just blows and guys are like, oh, it's where's the tissue? Sunday night at 11 o'clock at night is by far the most viewed time on this particular site. Sunday night at 11 o'clock. I mean, my ass is in bed already. I'm like, I'm done. But it's always on a Sunday, and it's at 11 o'clock at night. The other thing that I think is really interesting about this particular site, and again, we're not condoning any of this, but this is, again, one of these taboo subjects that no one wants to talk about. Oh, you know, we don't look at that stuff. We don't do those kind of things. I got news for you. A lot of people do. You do what you want to do. I'll do what I want to do. That's fine. But the one time that Pornhub took a huge hit was during the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 55. Americans swapping frisky videos for football. Traffic plunged almost 25% during the first half of the game, but noticeably picked up during halftime. Seriously, you're watching Super Bowl 55 and at halftime, you're going to knock it out? Maybe that's why there's a line in my bathroom at halftime over here. That means many naughty NFL viewers are snuck away for some self-pleasure instead of sticking around to watch the weekend perform the halftime show. Some interesting porn news. I think we really do. And regardless of what your religious background is, I think it's something that you throw in pornographic material, you throw in OnlyFans, or you throw in just social media. It's almost impossible. I mean, I'll even dumb it down to ESPN's The Body Issue. It's everywhere. If you're a parent, you realize just how difficult it is to help your kids navigate away from those types of things. And really, the most important thing is to show respect to the human body. Billie Eilish said it earlier this week. She said at the age of 11, she started watching hardcore stuff, and it changed her life. It changed her relationships. When you watch that stuff and you see it over and over and over again, first of all, you get desensitized to it. And second of all, you think that that's the way it is. And it ain't. It don't work that way. Brandon Austin, good morning to you, Brandon. Thank you for watching here on Tony Curry and the Facebook page on Tony Curry Radio. I'll post the story so you can read it yourself. It's really, really interesting, if nothing else. It's just really interesting because, you know, you think you know your neighbors and you probably really don't. Got some great classic rock and roll coming this morning. Dr. Josh is going to be off for the rest of the year. He's over in London seeing his boy. He's checking out Big Ben, speaking of... Tony Curry Radio on the Curry and Claypo Show. Dr. Josh is off the rest of the year. He's in London visiting his son for the holidays, so we hope you have a safe time, and I hope that you can get in and out of the country in a timely manner. We got some great stuff going on here on Tony Curry Radio. By the way, Eddie Money, one of the good guys. Every time I mention Eddie Money, I always want to mention one of the good guys of rock and roll. I got a chance to meet him several times, and every time I met him, he was super cool, super nice. Maybe it was just the day. Maybe he was just having a good moment, but whatever it was, there's some people I've met four or five times, and they're a-holes every time, and that's fine. I don't know what they're going through. I don't know what kind of day they are. I know people are reaching and grabbing for him, but Eddie Money, always one of those super nice guys. Every time I've met him, so a super nice guy. In the grand scheme of things, when it comes to our programming and all these wonderful shows we're doing here at noon and 8 every single day of the week, Blues Almighty and Austin Hanks, we mentioned Austin celebrating a birthday today. How cool is it to have Matt Sorum of Guns N' Roses, Billy F. Gibbons of ZZ Top, and Austin Hanks of just about everything? The guy's just unbelievable. And two of the three have a birthday on the same day. Pretty cool. They're going to be at the Troubadour in West Hollywood later on tonight. I would do anything. If I was wealthy beyond my means and didn't have this radio station to run, I'd be hopping in an airplane right now and I'd be out there for that show. Maybe Tony Curry Radio can broadcast live from the 2022 concert, just saying. It's the kind of stuff we want to do around here on Tony Curry Radio. We want to get out there and get in your face, and it's going to be a blast. But happy birthday to both those gentlemen here. And, of course, you can hear a Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks a little bit later on this morning, this afternoon, noon and 8. And actually, Billy Gibbons was on our first show that we did right here on Tony Curry Radio. And you can hear those coming up in early January as we archive them out. We'll put them out in podcasts. It's going to be great. Concert information going on. I know usually it's really bizarre. If you've watched this last couple of years, and I watch a lot of sports because I did a sports show with Alan Jay for 15 years. Whenever sports starts having an issue, it starts hitting the concert circuit. I don't know why. It's weird because a lot of sports are played outdoors, you wouldn't think. But right now, sports is being decimated by COVID. You just look at the Cleveland Browns. Half their teams got COVID. NHL players. Every player in the NHL is vaccinated with the exception of four because of religious beliefs, and they're having issues. And normally when you start seeing this happen, the next thing to hit is the concert scene. I hope it's not true because I'm getting used to getting back out and seeing some of my favorite bands play. I'm looking forward to that. One of those shows, tickets went on sale Monday for Def Leppard, Poison, Motley Crue, and Joan Jett. She's joining the band on several of the dates. Man, talk about a four-bagger, right? Tony Curry Radio, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett on the road. Joan is joining just several of those shows. And by the way, they're going to mix it up. I think that Motley Crue and Def Leppard are going to change headliners. I think Poison will always open up because, quite frankly, they're just not big enough. And they're only playing stadiums. There's something about a stadium show. I remember seeing the Rolling Stones and the Steel Wheels tour here in Birmingham. I saw Pink Floyd, U2 down there at Legion Field as well. Something about, man, it doesn't matter where your seat is. When you're around 65,000 people singing the same thing and feeling the same beat, it's just incredible, man. I mean, I love intimate settings. We love work play. Tommy Williams, a good friend of mine, he's got a very intimate setting down there. You got 500 or 600 people down there. You're on top of the band. It's great. You can see the spit and hear every note. And I mean, it's incredible. But when you're in an arena setting and to see those three bands and sometimes four, what an incredible opportunity. Tickets on sale now. Go to DefLeppard.com or go to TonyCurryRadio.net. Hit our tour page and you'll be good to go. A lot of people reaching out this morning want me to comment on the Urban Meyer situation. We talked about Urban. I got a brother of mine who has lived in Columbus pretty much his entire life. Is probably the biggest Ohio State, works for the university, one of the biggest Ohio State Buckeye fans ever. He was happy to see Urban leave Ohio State. And it seems like wherever he leaves a mess. And he's done it again in Jacksonville. I was on the Jay Barker Radio Network on Tuesday, and I said there's one thing I'm pretty sure of, and that is that Urban will leave before he gets fired because he's notorious for that. He gets out. He lights the fire, and he splits and lets it burn. And I don't know Urban. I don't know Shelly, his wife. I don't know his family. I've never met the guy. All I know is what I read, and I read some pretty reputable things. And the guy, to me, is just comes across as a creep. We know what happened down in Florida. There were 27 arrests in 1 year. He just kind of left that. And again, X's and O's. The guy's won a couple national championships. He's doing something right. So that's the risk you take when you bring this guy on board. I'm sure he'll go back into college football, and I'm sure someone's going to hire him. There's probably people right now, hey, Urban Meyer's available. Do we want to bring this cat in? It may be a smaller job. It may not be an SEC or a Pac-12 or Big 12. But, I mean, and again, it's how you represent your organization. He gets his first NFL coaching job. He gets the number one guy in Trevor Lawrence, which looks like a marriage made in heaven. And then he just goes and just self-inflicted wounds, dude. He just shoots himself in the head over and over and over again. The hiring of the strength coach, which obviously a lot of people are like, whoa, you can't hire somebody and then have to fire them a day later. It's not a good look. Then we go back, of course, to the Florida days, what happened at Ohio State, where he kind of left the program a mess, but because Ohio State's Ohio State, it doesn't take long to flip that thing around. And then, of course, the video of him in the bar with his hands behind some woman's derriere at the backside, that gets out. And listen, if you're a super clean guy and you're running a great program and you are winning football games 11 or 12 every year and that's the only thing, then you're like, misjudgment, bad judgment, bad call, stupid. First of all, you should always travel with your football team. It doesn't look good when the head coach doesn't travel with your football team. I don't care if you're from Columbus. I don't care if you got a bar up there called Urban's Place. You travel with your football team. That's what off seasons are for. You got plenty of time to do stuff like that. And then to have that video come out, and I know a lot of people, oh, what's the big deal? Dude's 57 years old, man. I mean, act like a 57-year-old. Don't act like a 22-year-old. 57-year-olds don't hang out in bars and don't dance. And you go, wait, what do you mean? I'm 57. Well, sure you can. With your wife. You want to go to a bar and have a couple pops with your friends? That's a Buffalo Wild Wings. Maybe even a Hooters. You want to sit around and have... But to go into a place where they got dance music, 57-year-olds, the 57-year-olds that I know that go to bars like that are creeps. They're creeps. They're just looking for young tail. They're not going to get any. They get drunk off their ass. They take a cab home, and they call it a night. 57-year-olds don't do that, and they sure as hell don't do that when you're a professional football coach. It's not a good look. Do you want that to be your leader? You know, I mentioned I've been on radio for a long time, and radio rules are a little off the table, okay? I remember breaking the on-air light with a cork from a bottle of champagne once on a New Year's Eve. We laughed. Hell, I had strippers in my studio when I first got to town for my 22nd birthday. My boss hired me a stripper for my birthday. It was just a different time. You can't do that now, obviously. But I've had some bosses because it was rock and roll. They got after it, man. They'd have parties down the second floor. They'd be doing something with one of our sales associates. And I always thought to myself, and I thought it was funny because I was the rock and roll guy. I was not married. I was getting after it, having a good time, party all day, party all night. But these guys were like in their 40s. And I'm like, dude, it's a little creepy. It's a little weird. It's like, how insecure are you that you feel like you have to do these things? And Urban Meyer is going to have cameras on him everywhere but loose, every which way. He's got to be better than that. He's got to think through that thing. That being said, though, when you're successful, people are saying, what do you think is going to happen to Urban Meyer next? I think that Urban Meyer will inevitably get back in high school football or college football. I think he'll be back in college football next year. And I think that someone will take a chance on him because he is a tough guy, tough coach, hard guy to play for, but he gets out the best of a lot of his players if they respect him. And right now, he doesn't have a lot of that going on through his leadership abilities. Lars Anderson, who's a good friend of mine, and of course I do the show with him on the Jay Barker Radio Network on Tuesdays from noon to 2, mentioned the fact that when Urban first came into Ohio State, they had trash cans after every practice because the players couldn't stop puking because he ran them so hard. Maybe that's what finds the best players for his particular situation. I don't know, but couldn't happen but to a better guy. And that being said, Urban Meyer is a successful coach, and he's won a couple national championships. Someone will give him another shot for sure. Tony Curran Radio, Sweet Emotion, Aerosmith. Yesterday, I was down here at the Tony Curran Radio Studios with my good friend James Michael Keats, our director of personnel and programming, and also Damon Johnson. And we were recording our next big thing, which is going to be going on at noon and 8 next Friday. It's going to be Christmas Eve. The Damon Johnson Show airs every Friday. It's Damon Johnson Fridays around here at noon and 8. Blues Almighty and Austin Hanks, happy birthday to you, my brother, later on this afternoon at noon and 8. And I said, let's do a two-hour Christmas show. And he's like, I'm all about it. So we did, every week we do a theme. And I said, do your top 6 Christmas songs you love. And then I'll add a bunch of Christmas songs in the backside of it. And we'll make it a two-hour show. It's going to be Damon Johnson's Rockin' Christmas Eve Special. Kind of a Dick Clark thing. You like that? And the 6 songs he chose were just fantastic. I loved it. So we'll have that. But one song he didn't choose, which you will hear on the show next Friday, and a song you never hear on the radio and you should, is this one right here on Tony Curry Radio. Tony Curry Radio, good morning. Dr. Josh Claypo is off the rest of the year, so I'm going to be taking this thing solo, so we're playing lots of classic rock because, quite frankly, I ain't got no one to beat up on. Speaking of beating up, I'm going to post a picture. Should be a little message of warning to dads out there. I have a 9-year-old daughter who I love to tickle. I mean, anytime parents can get on their kids' nerves, you got to do it. It's part of our job, right? We want to embarrass our kids, and we want to get on their nerves because kids get on our nerves the minute they pop out. You can't wait to the minute they say dada, and then they don't stay. Then you just pray for the day they stop saying dada. It's like, what? Anywho, so I'm tickling her last night. She's in the chair, and I'm grabbing them butt cheeks. And, man, she kicked me upside the head. She kicked my ass. I'll post a picture. I got a black eye. It's the first black eye I've ever had, and I got it from my 9-year-old daughter. What's going on, man? I mean, what's so that'll show you. I think I broke her foot. If she'd hit my nose, I would have bled to death. I'm not kidding you. I've been dead meat, dude.